Our next item is conditional use number 1840, Julianne Olber and William N. Hine.
This application has also been deferred since July 8th of this year.
And Mr. Chairman, and once again, this application for conditional use is in my vast area. And while on the surface it might appear to have been a simple application, I do have some questions and concerns, and I would appreciate some input from my fellow commissioners. And let me lead off by saying part of my concerns that I have about this particular project has to do with its location on Route 24, which is, and it's located near the intersection of Plantations Road. So we're talking about a very congested area. In terms of location to the Plantation Road, it's actually 275 feet from the intersection. It's actually the fourth house from the intersection in an area that's pretty congested. And perhaps the biggest concern I have about it is the lack of what I would consider safe ingress and egress from this property on the Route 24, given the small nature of the front yard. It's a site that I visit often, traveling on 24. And I was there as recent as a couple days ago. And the applicant has made an effort to provide more parking by taking out a tree and bringing in loads of stone. However, my concern is that once they apply to DLDOT for an entrance permit, and with the set-aside required typically by DLDOT, and being of a business nature, the limitations that they place in terms of ingress and egress, albeit no backing out onto the road, which would be a hazard in and of itself. All those conditions lead me to believe this is a property due to the configuration of the house that's located on the property, that I don't know they'd even get a DLDOT permit. And that aside, given the size of the structure being approximately 1,800 square feet, I don't know how they would meet our parking standards as it is. I'm for one, I certainly don't want to create any undue hardship for a small business owner, especially in this environment. But at the same time, I think we need to take into consideration the issues of land use, which is what our charge is here today. So I don't know if anyone else has any issues or thoughts concerning that particular project.
Well, we'll find out. Gentlemen?
Well, thank you, Mr. Johnson, for the opportunity to comment. And I look at the site and I see it as a residential dwelling and parcel. I see its value going down each day because of where the site is. I can't imagine with the traffic and the noise and the ingress and egress. So I think at some point the commission probably would want to look at what would the highest and best use of this parcel be, but I don't see it as a standalone as it is now with for the points that you brought out with the present structure, the difficulty of the entrances. I don't see how we could move forward with this conditional use as a recommendation for approval. Perhaps if it were part of a larger parcel or at some point, it may be, but I don't see it happening right now in 2010.
Mr. Chairman, since this public hearing occurred on the same night as the first one, I'm going to abstain from discussion and voting.
Okay. Mr. Burton, do you like to weigh in?
Yes, I do. I don't know that I share the same concerns as Mr. Johnson, because I do see it as a problem with parking, but I don't know that it's not their problem to fix. And if it means blowing the house out and putting it further back, I think the property lends to that, because it's pretty deep property. So the fact that that home or business is in the wrong place for a business is that
wrong place, meaning on the site?
On the
wrong
site.
Place?
That's the real problem, is the house is too close to 24 to allow parking. and you know, hopefully the business will take off, and as I think it is now, and they'll want to either expand or whatever. We looked at a couple. We looked at one last week that Mike and I couldn't figure out how Belli's going to approve it. And I don't know. You know, we approved it and threw it on Delta. So I don't know that I agree with that.
Well, our charge is to measure these applications against our ordinance, against the land use plan. The issues of that are DelDOT's kind of need to be decided by DelDOT. I don't know that it's within our purview to make that decision that's for that person. However, that being said, I'm reluctant to put somebody out of business. However, if you were to consider a motion to approve, I would support it only with some pretty severe restrictions on number of employees, hours. And the fact remains that the DelDOT issue is very real. They will have to deal with that. They'll have to come back to us for a site plan. So if they wants to engage in the kind of expense that we're thinking they're going to incur, that perhaps could be their option. But even at that, I don't think it's strikes me to be similar to a home occupation almost. And it's not in my mind, a particularly bad place for that. It would be a bad place for a lot of traffic, 10 employees and so on. So that's sort of where I am on that. I'm not sure we want to say no, but I think if we say yes, we have to be very careful and considered recommendation to County Council for those reasons. Well, Mr. Johnson, are things any clearer now than they were before you asked?
Well, I'm like you, Mr. Chairman. Prefaced my comments, I certainly do want to be supportive of small businesses in our community, as well as family-based businesses. And perhaps with some of the limitations like you suggested, it may be something that's workable. But again, it's all dependent upon DelDOT and DelDOT approvals for their entrance permit.
Well, I think we all know.
And their site plan for parking.
Right. Well, we have. It certainly would not be precedent setting. I don't believe, Mr. Abbott, you can probably correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think it would be a precedent for us to recommend approval, County Council to approve, and then a project not go through because they couldn't comply with the DelDOT.
That's correct.
The DelDOT requirements. So even though I think it's highly likely that this one will wind up the same way, that's not our decision. Now, if there are other, you know, ordinance-based, land use-based items or comprehensive plan-based items that come to bear, then certainly those are important issues. And with all this being said, would you even be prepared to make a motion of any kind this evening, or do you want to?
Well, I was straddling the fence at one point in time, and actually I went to the trouble of preparing two different motions, Mr. Chairman. But I think that
you really are the hardest working person up here, I've got to tell you.
Well, if I might,
except for Shane.
But I think what's come about especially with my most recent visit is how it just stands out as a standalone business-related project that would be located between the intersections of Plantations Road and Mulberry Knoll. That's one section of 24 right now that is all residential, all agricultural, and certainly to the east you have all the business-related types of projects that are going on that are related to the BB Medical campus and Highway 1. And then we get to the craziness at Love Creek with all the conditional uses and commercial pieces that are on the east side of Love Creek Bridge. And I see this as an area that once you open the door, the floodgates open, and you have a succession of, my experience has been on this commission, of that happening. So I think up until that, my most recent visit, I was really on the fence, and the motions were prepared prior to that. So
I just had a quick comment that if this were to move forward and go through, the commission would be reviewing the site plan again, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If the measures that Mr. Burton suggested were taking place, we would see them if it moved that way, correct?
Yes. And one thing to add to that, because we talked about DelDOT, you know, an entrance or exit approval, parking is going to play a big role of whether or not, to follow what Mr. Burton said, that works on this site, because there's a number of ways they can look at it. They can try to get parking on the front, but they're not going to be able to back out on the 24. There's probably ample room to get around to the, or to park in back, but you've got to deal with fire lanes and other stuff, and having them wide enough lanes to get around, and I'm not sure that's doable with the way the house is configured. So, I mean, that's the kind of thing that you all, if it gets approved by county council, that's the kind of thing that you're going to get another crack at in the site plan review process.
It was determined that they can't get around the side, right?
The way it's currently laid out.
The way it's currently laid out.
Unlike we had another project on 24 that we approved because the project owner owned the property next door and was able to utilize that property to make that property work. Well, I guess it's all me.
Well,
at this point,
I suppose it is. I have to tell you that your floodgate argument gives me some pause. I haven't been out to the site recently, and I am trying to remember what is in, you know, close proximity to it. Because the fact that there is a large undisturbed stretch that has no commercial at this point gives me some concern. So much so that I might like to go look at it again, but if you want to make a motion, we'll have a motion and vote.
Time-wise, where are we?
The hearing was July the 8th, so we're over 30 days.
Yep, 35.
34 right now.
34 days left, or
no, we're at 34th day.
4th day, and we only have 45.
Have 45, but we couldn't get it on the agenda for next Wednesday, and we don't meet again until the 26th.
So we can't get it on for next Wednesday, right?
No. Yeah.
It's already been posted.
All right. Do your thing.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend denial of conditional use number 1840 for Julianne Ober and William Hine for a screen printing and embroidery vinyl sign business based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, I do not believe that the application is consistent with the character of the surrounding property, which is entirely agricultural or residential. The purpose of this application would allow business use on an otherwise residential property. While there are some other very limited business uses along Route 24, those are oriented more to the BB Medical Campus and Route 1 or the area around Love Creek Bridge. There are no similar uses between the intersections of Plantation Road and Mulberry Knoll Road. Although the applicant stated that the intended uses are limited, there are other locations that are currently zoned for business or commercial use that are available and better suited for the intended use. The applicants state that they intend to continue using the existing structure for the conditional use. With the configuration of that structure and its proximity to the Route 24 right-of-way, I do not believe that adequate and safe entrances or exits and parking areas can be provided, particularly in an area of Route 24 that is already congested. This property is near the congested intersection of Route 24 and Plantations Road, being the fourth house from the intersection, in an area that is likely to be improved with an acceleration lane fronting this property, which would further limit safe access. The configuration of the property does not permit access in the rear for vehicle parking. And the application does not promote the health, safety, convenience, or general welfare of the neighborhood or community.
Can I make one comment on that? After hearing it read, I think you probably ought to strike the one about what DelDOT may do with acceleration, deceleration lanes, because that may very well be true, but I don't know that the record supports that or that we know that that's the case.
I will amend that statement to say this property is near the congested intersection of Route 24 and Plantations Road, being the fourth house from the intersection. Approved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend denial of conditional use number 1840, Julianne Ober and William N. Hine, for the reasons stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Not voting, Mr. Chairman.
Not voting. Okay, let's call the roll. Mr. Ross not voting. Mr. Smith?
I support the motion for denial.
Okay. Mr. Burton?
I do not support the motion.
Mr. Johnson?
I wrote it. I support it.
Okay. And the chair votes in favor of the motion, so the motion carries 3-1. I want to remind everyone that on conditional uses and changes of zone, this body makes a recommendation. It is not the final decision. And the final decision will rest with our county council, but this will be the recommendation of the Planning and Zoning Commission. Our next item is change.